performed in front of a live social media audience. We are a mature podcast to talk about mature things. This is definitely not kid-friendly. We warrant you. Anything that we say about anything is our own personal opinions, not the opinions of anyone else. Any clips we use is not ours. We're just borrowing for the show. Thank you and have a nice day. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Masturbation Presents 101 Brackets. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I'm here with a first-timer, Kevin Stoner. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, hey, doing good, doing good. Just went and got some groceries, and now I'm excited to debate some thrillers that are psychologically.
Why would we debate by yourself? So,
I have plenty of voices in my head that can compete. They're good. They can debate.
Indeed. So, if you don't know how this goes, this is... Oh, matter of fact, Kevin, tell us about yourself. What are you doing? Any podcasts that you're on? Anything like that?
I'm a multi-artist, music producer, graphic designer, painter. I'm also on some podcasts. That would take a while to list because I've been on a bunch because they're fun to do. But yeah, that's who I am.
All right. Well, Kevin, I'm excited to have you on for the first time to pop that cherry. If you'll notice, Kevin is doing psychological thrillers. Now, we did it before with Chancey, and I did it for as well, so I will talk about those as well. We've got a long way to do that.
Hi, Amanda. Right?
So this is how this works. We will, cherry popping daddies, we will be giving him a matchup of movies. He will pick his favorite movie or the best movie he thinks is the best movie, and then we'll go on. The highest seed will always play the lowest seed. The highest seed in the third round will get a bye. The lower part in the fourth round will get a bye. There will be a third place game, and like always, I did not make these rankings. These rankings come from Rotten Tomatoes. All right?
Fuck Rotten Tomatoes.
Thank you. If I say two things, you got a problem with that, blame Rotten Tomatoes. Second thing, fuck Rotten Tomatoes. So, but thank you for that list. Kevin, we'll have, if any of these matchups gets hard, he doesn't want to do them, he doesn't care about them, whatever, he is allowed to give me the matchup. However, he had to live with that consequence because we don't know who's going to play who. All right?
Yes. I heard plenty of Charles Manson last episode.
All right. With that being said, let's get on to the matchups. All right, Kevin, are you ready?
Yes, let's go. Let's do it.
All right. So these are the play-in games first. You have The Gift 2015 versus Dr. Sleep 2019.
Oh, that's easy. Dr. Sleep. Michael Flanagan's a boss.
All right.
That movie's so good.
And the last one, The Maturing Candidate 2004 versus Devil 2010.
I like me a one set horror Devil. Like, I was one of the ones I loved by M. Night Shyamalan. Anything that can be good in one setting is A-okay in my book.
It's one, actually one of his most underrated movies, I would say.
I love it. It's one of my favorites by him. So, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right. And if you don't notice, M. Night Shyamalan is a psychological thriller, basically. Director, so you won't see a lot of that on here. Actually, I think soon you have a matchup with M. Night Shyamalan versus M. Night Shyamalan.
I'm not surprised.
All right. With that being said, let's get into the tournament. Got number one, Seven, 1995, versus number 100, Mr. Brooks, 2007.
I never saw Mr. Brooks, but I loved Seven, so I'm going to go with Seven.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Yep.
And Seven will play Dr. Sleep in the next round. All right.
Ooh, okay.
You have number two, The Silence of the Lambs, 1991, Version number 99, 2001, A Space Odyssey, 1968.
Oh, see, I consider 2001 more on the, like, not psychological thriller, more sci-fi. And Silence of the Lambs is just, oh, God, I feel like that's going to win every time. I feel like that's going to win this whole bracket. Mm-hmm. Silence of the Lambs.
All right. And Silence of the Lambs will play Devil in the next round. All right, yeah, number three, The Shining. Version number 98. Ooh. A Perfect Murder, 1998.
The Shining. That's just a masterpiece. I didn't see that other one.
Yeah, the I know somebody that hates The Shining, actually.
Oh, but a lot of people do.
But not here nor there. You have number four, The Sixth Sense, 1999. Version number 97, Unfaithful, 2002.
The Sixth Sense. That was one of the first twists in my life that was like, oh, damn.
I see dead people all the time.
Yeah.
Number five, Shutter Island. Ooh. 2010. Version number 96, Dial M for Murder, 1954.
Ooh, I have not seen that one. That's an oldie. But Shutter Island, damn, that was one of those movies that was really fucking good when I saw it.
Number six, Misery, 1990. I mean, my ankle hurts. Version number 95. Yeah. Heat, 95. Heat, 1995.
Misery. I'm a bit of a bias when it comes to Stephen King. It's going to be hard for me to vote against Stephen King.
Number seven, Fight Club, 1999.
Ooh.
Version number 94, Phone Booth, 2002.
Oh, damn. You're putting a single set movie against Fight Club. Damn it.
Not make these rankings.
Yeah. Fuck you, Freddy. I mean, Dre. I gotta go. Oh, Fight Club, just because Fight Club's a masterpiece.
What's the rule about Fight Club? Nobody talk about Fight Club.
All right. Talk about what?
Nobody's talking. Number eight, The Devil's Advocate, 1997. Version number 93, Nightcrawler, 2014.
Is it Nightcrawler, Stephen King?
I don't know.
Might be thinking of a different movie. I know the Devil's you said The Devil's Rejects?
The Devil Advocate.
Oh, The Devil's Advocate. Is that Guillermo del Toro? Okay, I don't think, but judging by.
Yeah.
No. So, what was Devil's Advocate against?
Devil's Advocate versus Nightcrawler. It's Al Pacino and Keanu Reeves.
Okay, I'm going to look up what Nightcrawler is quick. Because that sounds familiar. Oh, no, I haven't seen that. I'm going to go with Devil's Advocate because of what Amanda said. If it's special for her, she can have the vote. Oh, Night Flyers came. That's what I was thinking of. See, Casey's right.
Number nine, Inception, 2010. Versus number 92, The Cell, 2000.
Oh, come on. Wait, is this... So, it's The Cell, not Cell.
The Cell.
The Cell. So, is that the one with the horse? Yes, that's the one with the horse. Oh, Jesus, fuck that horse scene. Okay, the horse scene gets it. That fucked me up as a kid.
So, The Cell?
Yeah, Jesus.
All right, and The Cell...
Actually, that got replicated in the show Hannibal. Like, that was the instant that happened in Hannibal. All I thought was The Cell, damn, being remade.
And The Cell will play The Shining in the next round.
Ooh, okay.
All right. Number 10, Split, 2016. Version number 91, The Book of Eli, 2010.
I don't think I ever saw The Book of Eli, but Split was fucking great. I still need to see Unbreakable and Glass for that trilogy, but Split was great.
I would tell you to go see Unbreakable.
I have the trilogy on a, like, either, I think it's a Blu-ray or a DVD, I forgot, but the whole trilogy's on one disc.
The book of Eli is Denzel Washington and Michael McGuire. It wasn't bad. It wasn't his best. It wasn't bad either. Denzel Washington and Mila Kunis.
Yeah, I definitely heard of it. I just don't think I ever saw it.
Number 11, Psycho, 1960. Verse number 90, Hide and Seek, 2005.
Psycho. Psycho's just, you can't, horror wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Psycho. Or psychological thriller. I always find high horror and psychological thriller. I don't try to like distinguish the two. I know a lot of people do, but I find them both in the same area. It's just, I guess horror is more on the gore side. Psychological thriller is more on the psychological side, but I always just see it all as a nice universe that all exists together.
Well, some of these are horror movies. Let's go. Number 12, The Exorcist, 1973, horror movie. Verse number 89, The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, 2004.
I guess that was a thriller. Yeah, that was a thriller. I just never saw it as one. Huh.
Why think about that? That's what Casey says, BS. He said Dre doesn't like old school. That's bullshit. I just think that I know what I like, and I can compare the two. I like some people, Harvey.
I can compare the two. I like, there's that classic shit and there's new shit. There's always great shit coming out.
And there's shit coming out of Casey's mouth because that shit was horrible.
Oh, come on, a comedian playing Norman Bates?
That was horrible. Anyway, The Exorcist or The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Exorcist, just because that's another one of those absolute icons. Mm-hmm.
So I would pick The Exorcist as well. However, though, coming from one stoner to another Kevin Stoner, watch Eternal Sunshine of the Mind high. That shit's fucking amazing.
It's like it's a mind fuck. Even sober, that mind's just great. Or that movie, that mind's just great. That movie's just great.
Yeah. Number 13, The Thing, 1982. Verse number 88, Hard Candy, 2005.
Hard Candy, that sounds familiar. Okay, I think I vaguely remember Hard Candy, and I have not seen The Thing, but The Thing gets my vote just because I should have seen The Thing, so it should be getting my vote.
Everyone should watch The Thing. Yes. Such a good movie. All right, number 14, The Usual Suspects, 1995. Verse number 87, The Dead Zone, 1983.
I don't think I've seen either of them, but Christopher Walken's getting my vote.
The Usual Suspects?
No, is Christopher Walken in both?
No, he's in The Dead Zone, sorry.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you need to watch The Usual Suspects.
I've heard of it. I've heard good things.
Definitely need to watch that.
I need to I should be having a list going with this.
The Dead Zone will play The Sixth Sense in the next round. All right, number 15, The Bone Collector, 1999. Verse number 86, The Talented Mr. Ripley.
The Talented Mr. Ripley? Mm-hmm. Never even heard of that one. And it was versus The Bone Collector?
Mm-hmm.
I remember The Bone Collector. I saw that one, so I'll give that one the vote. Because I've never even heard of The Talented Ripley. It's got Matt Damon in it and Gwyneth Paltrow. Cate Blanchett. I'm getting big on Cate Blanchett lately for the past couple of years. I've been liking some of her new shit, especially Tar, the movie she just released. Oh, she killed it.
Mm-hmm. Number 16, The Fugitive, 1993. Verse number 85, Old Boy, 2003.
Damn it. I haven't seen either again. I'll give this one to you.
Me, definitely a Fugitive. Listen, if you get a chance, The Fugitive is the best movies ever saw in the 90s. Period.
Got it. Added.
Hold on, what that being said, I gotta do something real quick. All right. Number 17, Gone Girl, 2014. Verse number 84, Stigmata, 1999.
Sucks. I'm going off the biasism of I saw Stigmata back in the day, barely remember it. Gone Girl, I heard good things about it, but never saw it.
So which one?
Stigmata.
All right, Stigmata goes on.
Oh, Casey, Amanda just said Gone Girl, but I guess I said Stigmata.
Mm-hmm. And Stigmata will play Shutter Island in the next round. Now, so I'm on this right here. So, and Amanda was said this as well. If you, and I actually kind of agree with her, so I'm going to give you a little hint. During these type of tournaments that I do, if you don't know one, I mean, if you want to give me one, if you don't know one, it's best to go with the least ranked, so it just lose to another high ranking in the next round. Get out of there. That's something that's one of Amanda's theories. You do what you want, but that's something that she does.
Got it. All right?
So number 18, 28 Days Later, 2002. Verse number 83, The Village, 2004.
I didn't really like The Village that much, so I'm going to give it to Vampire Movie.
Were they vampires? I know people say
they're not normal vampires. They're a different breed.
Because they're their own thing. Yeah, I keep thinking they're zombies. That's what it is.
They're like a hybrid between the two, aren't they? It's been a while since I've seen it.
Number 19, The Conjuring, 2013. Versus number 82, North by Northwest, 1959.
I feel bad for not having seen some of the classic originals, but The Conjuring, I love that franchise.
Motherfucker. Not you, Kevin.
I know.
Casey.
I see it.
Number 20, Fargo, 1996. Versus number 81, Now You See Me, 2013.
Fargo is a comedy.
So is Now You See Me.
You're right. They're both comedies. God damn.
I mean, they both got psychological stuff in it, though.
They do, but I just never really saw them as thrillers. I got to go with that Fargo there, just because of the accent. Oh, jeez.
Number 21, Hannibal, 2001. Verse number 80, Joker, 2019.
Yeah. Joker. That movie got fucked. That was psychological at moments.
And Joker will play Misery in the next round. Okay. Number 22, Prisoners, 2013. Verse number 79, Blade Runner, 1982.
What was the first one again?
Prisoners.
I haven't seen it, but my only memory of Blade Runners is falling asleep to it in my film class in college. So I can give it to Prisoners just because of that. Like, it might have been an okay movie. I was just really dead tired, and I've never fallen asleep at school when that happened.
Okay.
By Joker. Man is right.
Number 23, Primal Fear, 1996. Versus number 78, Fallen, 1988.
Oh, Fallen. Isn't that the one with the Stone song the whole time? Yeah, Fallen. Fallen. That's the one with the Fallen Angel. Yeah, I love that movie.
And Fallen will play Fight Club in the next round. Sorry, I wrote that down. All right. So, number 24, What Lies Beneath, 2000. Verse number 77, Insomnia, 2002.
Not Insomnia, Stephen King adaptation. What was the first one again?
What Lies Beneath. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but I didn't give him. Normally, I give everybody the the list beforehand, and I forgot to give him, so that's 100% my fault.
Yeah, I was going to ask for it, but I forgot to do that. Yeah. We go with What Lies Beneath. I remember, I think I saw that one. I think I remember liking it.
Although you should watch Insomnia, because, yes, Robin Williams, I think Robin Williams is in Insomnia, and it's one of the movies that people, like, he actually plays not really a bad guy, but anti-hero, basically, and it's different from the two that he plays. That and
3M? Movie come, was he in 3M or that movie about...
The Hour Photo.
Yeah, 1 Hour Photo.
Yeah, 1 Hour Photo. So, and that's on his list, too, so...
Nice.
Alright.
And okay, Primal Fear, I'll add that to list.
And Man Say you need to watch Insomnia and Primal Fear.
Yep, right. I got a list going.
All right, number 25, Red Dragon, 2002.
Ooh.
Verse number 76, Gone Baby Gone, 2007.
Didn't you not like Red Dragon?
What I said was, during, and he's talking about even the movies during their franchise bracket. All right. What I said was that there was a better franchise than the Hannibal franchise. And I think that Red Dragon was the least one. It was Red Dragon, I think, was the least one out of the franchise. That's all I said.
Yeah, okay. I feel that. I'm going to go with the Red Dragon. I like that story. Mm-hmm. Also, the book. Like, those books are good, too.
All right. Number 26, Zodiac, 2007. Verse number 75, Serenity, 2019.
Zodiac. I'm gonna base something off of reality. I like movies like that that can blend fiction and nonfiction.
And my fiance loves that movie. Number 27, No Country for Old Men, 2007. Verse number 74, Limitless, 2011.
Gritty Western versus Super Drug. I see the Gritty Western as more of a psychological, like Limitless. I don't remember that being as much of a thriller. So yeah, I'm going to go with No Country for Old Men.
Is No Country for Old Men actually a Gritty Western, though? Like, I didn't think
it was. It came out at the same time There Will Be Blood came out, so my brain always combines those two movies, and I do not know which one is which.
But No Country for Old Men is definitely a good movie. Definitely should watch it. Limitless is actually...
I remember liking both in their own way.
Yeah. I think I'm the only person that will pick Limitless over No Country for Old Men. Don't get me wrong. I like No Country for Old Men. I just thought Limitless was a more entertaining movie, personally.
Oh, I would agree there, like movie-wise. I was just going for comparing the psychological thriller aspect of it.
The show sucked. However,
I never saw the show.
movies are fantastic. Number 28, Rosemary's Baby, 1968. Verse number 73, Copycat, 1995.
Haven't seen either, so I'm going to give it to the classic.
Put Rosemary Baby on your list. You definitely should watch it.
Okay.
Number 29, American Psycho, 2000. Verse number 72, Falling Down, 1993.
Haven't heard of Falling Down, so I'm going to go with American Psycho. Nice remix of a classic.
Wasn't bad. Number 30, Cape Fear, 1991. Verse number 71, Pan's Labyrinth, 2006.
Oof. Pan's Labyrinth was the movie that showed me that you can read movies and they're just as good. Like, my first subtitled movie. Gotta go with that. That movie changed me when I was young.
So, Pan's Labyrinth?
Yeah.
And Pan's Labyrinth will play the Devil's Advocate in the next round. Number 31, The Butterfly Effect, 2004. Verse number 70, Gothica, 2003.
Oh, man, the fucking butterfly effect. That scene with the spikes in the school classroom where he pounds his hand down, that still fucks me up to this day.
So, Butterfly Effect?
Yeah.
All right. Number 32, 12 Monkeys, 1995.
Good show too.
Version number 69, Ex Machina. I think I said it wrong, but Ex Machina, 2014.
Yeah, that's A24. Oh, damn. Fuck, I think I need to turn my A24 bias off because I did love Ex Machina.
Ex Machina, thank you. Thanks.
I think that's how you say it. I barely know myself. Mm-hmm. But 12 Monkeys is just a classic. I'm going to go with 12 Monkeys.
Obviously, I haven't watched Ex Machina ever, so that's going on my list because I need to
It was my first A24 movie I ever saw, and I didn't even know it until like last year when I discovered A24, and I looked at the list, and I'm like, oh shit, Ex Machina was? Damn.
Number 33, Identity, 2003. Version number 68, Sleeping with the Enemy, 1991.
I haven't seen or heard of either of these, so I'm going to give this one to you too.
I'm going with Sleeping with the Enemy. That wasn't a bad movie.
And recommend it?
Recommend it, yeah.
Okay.
Sleeping with the Enemy will play Split in the next round. Number 34, Unbreakable, 2000. Version number 67, Fracture, 2007.
Fracture sounds familiar. I know what Unbreakable is. Okay, none of these are describing the freaking plot of the movie.
Amanda, he did put Identity on his list.
Yep.
Yeah, Fractures, Anthony Hopkins, and the guy that can't cover and remember the Titans, Ryan Gosling.
Okay, so it's Fractured versus what?
It's Fractured versus Unbreakable, I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to go with Unbreakable just because I hear it's good from everybody and I need to see it.
They call me Mr. Glass. You should definitely see it, actually.
I'll add that to the list, Amanda.
All right. Number 35, Memento, 2000. Version number 66, The Mothman Prophecies, 2002.
I wanted to like The Mothman Prophecies more than I did, and Memento's a classic. I'm going to go with Memento.
Number 36, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, 2011. Version number 65, Jacob's Ladder, 1999.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
All right.
Thank, because I don't remember if I've seen Jacob's Ladder. Doesn't sound familiar.
Number 37, Mystic River, 2003. Version number 64, Single White Female, 1992.
I'm going to give this one to Amanda.
All right. Well, Amanda's still on. Couple seconds.
Yep.
Mystic River, 2003 versus Single White Female, 1992.
This is another one I haven't heard of either of them.
And Amanda picks Single White Female. Not gonna lie, I think she's wrong. Mystic River is fucking amazing. Oh my God, listen, if no other movie that you pull here, Mystic River should definitely be on that list. All right, is that my daughter in there? Is that my daughter in there? That's just fucking great. Single White Female will play Psycho in the next round.
Sorry, Amanda, it's leaving next round.
64. Okay, number 38, 1408, 2007. Version number 63, Vertigo, 1958.
What were those?
Number 38, 1408, 2007. Version number 63, Vertigo, 1958.
Oh, okay. I think I've heard of Vertigo. I don't know if I've seen it, but I have literally, back in my drug years, I've literally experienced the movie 14.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Aid is a bad acid trip. So that movie, it's a great movie too.
All right. Number 39, The Skeleton Key, 2005. Break number 62, 1 Hour Photo, 2002.
I'm going to give Robin Williams my vote just because that movie changed my view of him as an actor.
Mm-hmm. A damn good one. And The Skeleton, 1 Hour Photo, we'll play The Exorcist in the next round.
Vertigo. Okay, I thought it sounded familiar.
Yeah, that was Hitchcock versus Stephen King. So that was hard. All right, number 40, Orphan, 2009. Break number 61, Secret Window, 2004.
Secret Window changed my view of Johnny Depp too, but The Orphan, that movie just fucks you up. That you just don't expect it. That The Orphan, that's a good psychological thriller.
Okay. The Orphan moves on. Number 41, Stereo Echoes, 1999. Break number 60, Cape Fear. I think we dipped to Cape Fear before, but this is a different version of Cape Fear. 1962.
I haven't seen either of these again. I'll give it to you.
I'm going to go Cape Fear, actually. Old school movie. You should definitely watch it. I'm pretty sure that's Hitchcock as well.
Yeah, I knew it sounded familiar. So, yeah. I have a bunch of Hitchcock DVDs and stuff. I need to expose myself to more Hitchcock. Like, all I really know is Psycho.
I'm almost sure it's Hitchcock. People can
pretty sure Amanda would know.
For sure, they know. But Cape Fear is still... Yeah, Cape Fear, but stop with Cape Fear. Cape Fear is one of the black and white movies that I actually like when I saw black and white, so I'm going Cape Fear.
For me, it's Young Frankenstein, but that doesn't count because that was made in the color era. Also, Pi by Darren Aronofsky, but that's the same story.
All right. Number 42, The Game, 1997. Version number 59, Panic Room, 2002.
Panic Room, single set movie. Love them.
And Panic Room, Cape Fear will play The Thing in the next round, and Panic Room will play The Bone Collector in the next round. These will get harder and harder, just let you know.
Mm-hmm, I know, I can tell already.
Number 43, Rear Window, 1954. Version number 58, Taxi Driver, 1976.
I got to give it to Rear Window just because it invented its own form of psychological thriller genre. Like, there's a whole pretty much genre that's all based off of that movie.
Yeah, Rear Window is Hitchcock.
It is, but I haven't seen it. I just know that there's 10,000 movies that are based off it.
Number 44, Law Abiding Citizen, 2009. Written by 57, Interstellar, 2014.
Oof. Interstellar didn't feel like a psychological thriller, but it's the only one I've seen out of those two. And I liked it. Like, I know a lot of people didn't like it, but I thought it was just a really fun movie to watch with a lot of really good visuals and a decent mindfuck. I'll give it to Interstellar.
All right. Interstellar will play The Fugitive in the next round.
Yeah, Amanda, I bet you've seen every movie on this list. Mm-hmm.
Law Abiding, listen, she said Law Abiding Citizen should be a choice. I actually 100% agree with her. Law Abiding Citizen is fucking amazing.
Okay, I'll add to my list.
And also, I'm a little biased because they taped it. They did that in Philly, and I got to see some of the taping during City Hall. So I am kind of biased, but it's still a really good movie. Number 45, Flatliners, 1990 versus... Number 56, The Mechanics, 2004.
What was the second one?
Machinist. I'm gonna say that wrong. Here, you help me out.
Private.
Private jet.
Oh, the Machinist.
Machinist, thank you.
Machinist. What was the first one?
And Flatliners.
Flatliners. I didn't realize Flatliners was that old.
I haven't seen the Machinist, but it is what it is.
I don't think I have either. It looks very familiar. Like, I've definitely heard of it. I'm going to put that on my list just because I've heard of it and it looks like I should have seen it. But Flatliners. I didn't realize it was even that old.
Yep.
I thought that was like a late 90s movie.
It's 30 plus years. Number 46, The Illusionist, 2006. Version number 55, Basic Instinct, 1992.
I thought it was going to go against The Prestige.
Both good movies. Both fucking good movies.
That came out on like the same day.
Yeah. But damn near word for word the same movie.
I know exactly, but they're both so good. Like that's just like the definition of
copycat.
Oh god, I can't think of the word. Not contradiction. Oh my god, my English is suck. Coincidence. It's like the definition of a coincidence.
All right, go
ahead. Okay, what were the two again?
The Illusionist. Or Basic Instinct.
Oh god, Amanda's gonna say you should see Basic Instinct, but I'm gonna go with The Illusionist.
I went with The Illusionist as well. I thought Illusionist was a better movie than Basic Instinct. I personally wanna say right now, I think Basic Instinct is over fucking rated. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, that movie is overrated. Alright? That's not here nor there. It's not here nor there. Alright. Number 47, Frailty, 2002. Version number 54, A History of Violence, 2005.
History of Violence.
And Amanda says, yes, go see Basic Instinct.
Yeah, I already added this to the list. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen either of these, so I'm going to toss this one to Amanda this time again.
Amanda says
it's David Cronenberg? That's a Cronenberg movie?
Amanda says she has not seen The History of Violence.
Apparently it's a Cronenberg movie. Doesn't look like one, because usually he's body horror.
So, Amanda, are you picking Frailty?
Ayo.
Well, I'm going off the Zex. She didn't see.
Yeah. Yep.
So
there it is.
All right. There you go. All right. Number 48, Get Out, 2017. Version number 53, Insidious, 2010.
Ooh. Those are both so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. Fuck. Oh, Insidious was a great franchise. That was like the franchise that like I felt like that was the resurgence of horror, where horror came back to the big like. Oh, but Get Out! It's just fucking masterpiece.
You can't get mad. You pick either one of these. I mean, it's what it is.
Oh no! Like I need to see Us still, but. From what I hear from everybody, Get Out still the best, but I still need to see Us. But I've seen all of his other stuff, and it's great.
Get Out and Us is the best two he has.
See, I love Nope just because I'm a huge H.P. Lovecraft fan. So as soon as that H.P. Lovecraft shit popped in there, I'm like, holy shit, Peel doing Lovecraft. I'm all for this.
So he has Nope, and he has the remake of Candyman.
I haven't seen Candyman.
Candyman was okay. Nope. It was hit or miss for me.
It is for a lot of people. You either love it or you hate it.
Yeah, but Us and Black Get Out is just just so fucking good.
He also has Wendell and Wilde on Netflix with Henry Selick, stop motion. That was pretty good.
He also does voice acting on
Big Mouth.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Kendrick. Ghost of Duke Ellington.
Shout out to Kendrick. Put me on that show, because that's just fucking. That's
you never be as horrified and entertained at the same time as watching that show.
That show is mwah. All right.
Oh, so good.
Two more in this round. All right. Number 49, The Good Son, 1993. Versus number 52, Black Swan, 2010.
Oh damn, Black Swan, Darren Aronofsky. That movie's so fucking good. That's one of my favorites by Darren Aronofsky. And he's one of my favorite psychological thriller makers.
And Black Swan will play 28 days later in the next round. And last but not least, number 50, Fatal Attraction.
Sorry, I'm just laughing at Amanda. He's also a member of Key and Peele. Yes, we know.
Yeah. I respect him more when he got done that show. I wasn't a big fan of Key and Peele. I'm not gonna lie.
I love that show. There was so many good skits that come out of it.
Yeah, but they stole everything from Dave Chappelle, so it is what it is. Anyway, number 50, Fatal Attraction, 1987. Versus number 51, Requiem for a Dream, 2000.
God damn, Requiem for a Dream. No movie has messed me up as much as that movie in my entire life. That movie gave me like 3 solid weeks of depression when I was in high school, and like it took a while to recover. Like, it's rare you have a movie you need to mentally recover from as much as that one.
So which one?
Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah, the one that fucked me up.
That's called a psychological thriller. If it does
that. Requiem for a Dream will play The Conjuring in the next round. Which means that Get Out
will play. Yes, Amanda, Fatal Attraction is a good cautionary tale.
Get Out will play Fargo in the next round. Frailty will play Prisoners in the next round. The Illusionist will play What Lies Beneath in the next round. Flatliners will play Red Dragon in the next round. Rear Window will play Zodiac in the next round. Orphan will play No Country for Old Men in the next round. 1408 will play Rosemary's Baby in the next round. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo will play American Psycho in the next round. Memento will play The Butterfly Effect in the next round. And Unbreakable will play 12 Monkeys in the next round. Okay, round two. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. You have Seven versus Dr. Sleep.
Dr. Sleep, it's a masterpiece. He had an impossible task set before him. He had to please book fans and he had to please movie fans, and he somehow pulled something out of his ass that completely satisfied both.
Okay. The Silence of the Lambs versus Devil.
Ah, Silence of the Lambs. Yeah, they're both great, but Silence of the Lambs.
And The Silence of the Lambs will play Dr. Sleep in the next round.
Oh, fuck.
The Shining or The Cell?
The Shining. Oh yeah, The Shining. The Cell might have fucked me up, but The Shining definitely did too.
The Sixth Sense or Dead Zone?
I haven't seen The Dead Zone, unfortunately, so I go with Sixth Sense.
Shutter Island or Stigmata?
Shutter Island.
Misery or Joker? Ooh.
Both fuck you up in different ways. Misery. That pain, the psychological in your head with the pain and the mirror neurons where you're feeling that when you're seeing it. That's just whoo.
Fight Club or Fallen?
Fucking, I grew up loving Fallen. Like, I think it was just because that Stone song, but I'm going to give it to Fight Club.
The Devil's Advocate or Pan's Labyrinth?
My brain's just seeing Devil's Rejects versus Pan's Labyrinth, Guillermo versus Guillermo. I'm going to give it to Guillermo, Pan's Labyrinth.
And Pan's Labyrinth will play The Shining in the next round. Split or Sleeping with the Enemy?
Split. Dude was a good, great actor in that movie. Made me love him as an actor.
Psycho or single white female?
Psycho. I'm sorry, Amanda. I haven't seen it, so how would I know?
You got some homework to do, buddy.
Did I add that to my list? I don't think I did. I got a 10-mile long list now.
Mm-hmm. The Exorcist or 1 hour photo?
Oh, damn. I got to give it to The Exorcist just because of what it did for horror and psychological shit.
The Thing or Cape Fear?
I got to give it to The Thing. I haven't seen either, but you, like, when you get as in pop culture as much as that movie, you earn your spot.
Mm-hmm. The Bone Collector or The Panic Room?
Panic Room. Okay. I don't remember. I remember I saw The Bone Collector. I remember I liked it, but I don't remember a thing about the story. I remember Panic Room more.
All right, and Panic Room will play The Sixth Sense in the next round. And man, he wasn't fucked up with that movie. The Fugitive, or Interstellar?
I don't think I saw The Fugitive. Interstellar didn't feel like a horror film either, and I think The Fugitive is one, so I'm going to give it to The Fugitive.
The Fugitive is not a horror movie.
Neither of them are horror? Damn. They're no horror psychological.
So it depends what you call psychological. It's not like jump scare psychological, but it will fuck with your brain, though.
Okay, yeah, that's what I mean. I'll give it to that.
The Fugitive.
Fugitive's already on my list.
28 Days Later or Black Swan?
Black Swan.
And Black Swan will play Shutter Island in the next round. The Conjuring or Requiem for a Dream?
Oof. Requiem for a Dream. Movie fucks you up that much.
And Requiem for a Dream will play Misery in the next round.
Oh, damn.
Fargo or Get Out?
I agree with Amanda. Top 10 psychological for Black Swan. That's Fargo or Get Out. Fargo's a comedy. Get Out's a psychological thriller. So Get Out.
Comedies can be psychological thrillers too, though.
They can, but I'm just judging by which side of the scale tilts more.
All right. Well, Get Out will play Fight Club in the next round. All right, Prisoners or Frailty?
Damn, I'll give it to you. I haven't seen either.
I'm going to go with Frailty here. I think Frailty was actually a good movie. And shout out to Chansey for letting me make me watch it, because it was actually a really good movie. Although Frailty will play Split in the next round.
Okay.
What Lies Beneath? Or The Illusionist?
Fuck. I don't think I've seen What Lies Beneath, but I think it's still more of a psychological thriller than The Illusionist was. I don't remember The Illusionist being... I thought that was just like a crazy a magic movie.
Well, they both were. And again, it really depends on what you call it. I mean, they make you think a lot. But it was, again, it's just up to you. I try not to swing anybody's votes while I'm hosting this.
Yeah, I feel that. What was The Illusionist going against again?
The What Lies Beneath or The Illusionist?
What Lies Beneath? That one I still have looked up. Oh, that I keep looking at that movie art, and I swear it looks familiar, like I've seen it. I just don't remember it. And you give it to What Lies Beneath.
Okay. Amanda said that as well. However, yeah. I went with it with The Illusionist. The Illusionist is a great movie. Fantastic movie, actually.
Oh, absolutely.
Red Dragon or Flatliners?
Ooh. Damn, that's a hard one.
That's what she said.
My thing isn't working. Oh, I forgot to turn it on. Whatever. It ain't important. Red Dragon versus what again?
Flatliners.
Flatliners. Oh, the whole premise of Flatliners is just badass. I'm going to give it to Flatliners.
And Flatliners will play Psycho in the next round. Zodiac or Rear Window?
I'm going to give it to the one I haven't seen just because Rear Window, like what it did for creating its own genre, that's always respectable.
All right. And Rear Window Rear Window will play The Exorcist in the next round.
Oof. Two icons.
No Country for Old Men or Orphan?
Orphan.
The Orphan will play The Thing in the next round. Rosemary Baby or 1408?
1408. I got it on my list to see, but 1408 is just, I love that movie.
And 1408 will play The Fugitive in the next round. American Psycho or The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
American Psycho.
Sorry. Do. All right. The Butterfly Effect or Memento?
Yikes. Butterfly Effect, Memento. Memento was a great, really well-written, cool-ass movie, but The Butterfly Effect had something that stuck with me through life, so I'm going to give it to that.
All right. And last but not least in this round, 12 Monkeys or Unbreakable?
Oh, I feel bad for not having seen Unbreakable. Going with 12 Monkeys.
All right. So that means that 12 Monkeys will play West La Beneath, and The Butterfly Effect will play American Psycho. All right, we're on round three. Like I said before, your top-seeded movie will get a bye to the quarterfinals. All right? So, you ready for this?
Yes.
All right. The Silence of the Lambs or Dr. Sleep?
Fuck. I'm gone. I'm out. Oh, shit. Silence of the Lambs, Dr. Sleep. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Mr. Flanagan. I'm so sorry. I hope for the world with you in the Dark Tower series, but I'm going with Silence of the Lambs. Sorry.
And Silence of the Lambs is your bye movie. So it goes all the way to the quarterfinals. The Shining or Pan's Labyrinth?
The Shining. It's more of a psychological thriller.
Alright. Sixth Sense or Panic Room?
Shit, this one's internally hard for me too.
Oh, they're gonna get harder and harder.
Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense, it's a classic.
Alright. Shutter Island or Black Swan?
Ah, fuck. About Black Swan. Both great, but Black Swan.
And Black Swan will play The Shining in the next round.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Misery or Requiem for a Dream?
This is just going to start making me cry at the end.
Hey, you chose this, right? You could pick any other one of them.
I know. I had to pick something I'm passionate about. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Misery versus what?
Requiem for a Dream.
Requiem for a Dream. I'm going to go with the one that fucked me up psychologically because that's what we're going after. So Requiem for a Dream.
And Requiem for a Dream will play The Sixth Sense in the next round.
That'll be easy, unfortunately.
Fight Club or Get Out?
Fight Club or Get Out. I feel like Get Out is more on the psychological thriller side. Get Out is more on the psychological action side with the cool twist at the end that didn't really feel thriller to me.
So which one?
Oh, fuck. I forgot what the other one that wasn't Fight Club is now.
Get Out.
Get Out. Get Out.
All right.
Oh, yeah, Kendra, you get your vote.
All right.
I'm passionate about the ones I have seen. I'm sorry, Amanda. I am what the movie Toy Story refers to as uncultured swine, and I will fully fess up to it.
All right. Split or Frailty?
Split or Frailty? Split. I haven't seen Frailty, so that's I'm sorry.
No. I'll pick Split as well. So, however, though, Split will play Get Out in the next round.
Oof.
Psycho.
It was a comedy. It was, but it was cool.
It was a comedy.
It definitely had comedy in it.
Psycho or Flatlanders?
Oh shit! Psycho. Psycho.
All right. The Exorcist or Rear Window?
Exorcist.
The Thing or Orphan?
Oh, damn. Shit. I really love The Orphan, but I think I got to give it to The Thing for its legend. Even though I haven't seen it, I've pretty much seen it through osmosis.
The Fugitive or 1408?
1408. I haven't seen The Fugitive again.
So the 1408 will play the Psycho in the next round. What Lies Beneath or 12 Monkeys?
I don't remember What Lies Beneath very much, but I remember 12 Monkeys very vividly, so I'm giving my vote to 12 Monkeys.
And 12 Monkeys will play The Exorcist in the next round.
Amanda, a lot of these are in the gray area.
Blame my tomatoes, I can tell you that. All right. And last but not least in this round, Psycho, American Psycho versus The Butterfly Effect.
Oof, Butterfly Effect fucked me up. I'm going on the self-biasism there.
And The Butterfly Effect will play The Thing in the next round. So, we're on round four. Silence of the Lambs already got a bye to the quarterfinals. And your bottom part, the bottom part of this bracket will get a bye. And I'll let you know what it is as soon as you get there.
Okay.
All right. So, The Shining or Black Swan?
Fuck. Fuck you. Fuck. Fuck everyone. Fuck the planet. Oh. Shining or Black Swan? Oh. Just give me like an hour and a half to figure this out quick.
Right.
I have a passion for Darren Aronofsky and I have a passion for Stephen King, but the fact that that isn't a Stephen King movie is pushing that away because that's not a Stephen King movie. That's a Kubrick movie. Now I was thinking about that. So what was the other one?
It's The Shining versus Black Swan.
Black Swan.
Okay.
That is that's technically not a Darren Aronofsky movie. That's technically a Khan movie. That's a remake of, kind of a remake of the anime psychological thriller Perfect Blue, which is a fucking phenomenal movie.
Black Swan will play The Silence of the Lambs in the next round. The Sixth Sense versus Requiem for a Dream.
Requiem for a Dream.
Split or Get Out?
Get Out.
Psycho or 1408?
Oh, damn. Oh, damn. Oh, damn. Gotta give it to Psycho. I hate saying that. I really hate saying it, but I gotta give it to Psycho. I hate it.
And Psycho will play Requiem for a Dream in the next round. The Exorcist or 12 Monkeys?
The Exorcist, I guess.
And The Exorcist will play Get Out in the next round.
Okay, so it'll Get Out next round.
And last but not least, The Thing versus The Butterfly Effect.
I've been given The Thing, the cultural bias isn't the whole time. But the fact that I haven't seen it, I'm sure a lot of people are pissed that The Butterfly Effect got this high because I know a lot of people don't like that movie, but it impacted me as a kid.
It's all you. Fuck everybody else. It's all for you.
I'm sorry, Carpenter. I'm so sorry. I guess I'm giving Carpenter the vote. Shit. I can't. I gotta give Carpenter the vote.
So, The Butterfly Effect?
No, The Thing.
The Thing? Oh.
John Carpenter's The Thing.
John Carpenter's Thing. Yeah, sorry. My fault. No, how much my fault. However, though, The Thing gets a bye in the next round. So, The Thing is a part of your Final Four, Mount Rushmore, or semifinals of the psychological thrillers in this bracket. All right. Whew. Okay, so let's see who's meeting The Thing in the Final Four.
I'm sorry, Amanda, but like I haven't even seen it, so that's why it's extra hard. It's just the cultural impact that movie had is what's make me vote for it.
This is your bracket, nobody else's. All on you, buddy. All
right? Amanda's sitting there judging me.
Okay. Here you go. The Silence of the Lambs or Black Swan?
Fuck, they're both masterpieces. God damn it.
Yeah, I forgot to say that this get harder and harder.
I know. Silence of the Lambs. I'm so sorry, Darren. I'm so sorry.
All right. Psycho or Requiem for a Dream?
You're making me vote against Darren 2 times in a row? You're a dick. Fuck you, Rotten Tomatoes.
I said, you pick these. At this point in time, listen, you made these rankings, as my friend Casey was saying.
Fuck you, Kevin Stoner. Fuck you.
Psycho or Working for a Dream?
Oh, yeah, I said Psycho. That's why I was saying fuck you, because I'm voting for against Darren 2 times in a row, and he's my favorite. Right. They are, Amanda.
Last one. And before you say this, me and Harvey's was supposed to be on Even at the Movies to debate these two movies, which one is the best between The Exorcist and Get Out.
That's seriously what we have going.
I'm not going to say who pick who. All I'm saying is that me and Harvey will have that debate on Even at the Movies, which movie is the best between The Exorcist and Get Out.
Oh my God, that's seriously the choice I have right now. Mm-hmm. That is actually fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I gotta go with Get Out.
And I'm not gonna lie, I picked Get Out to have to be better than Exorcist. Yeah, I said it, Harvey, and I'm ready for that fucking debate. I ain't ready for that debate. So we are at the Final Four, and your Final Four are Get Out versus Silence of the Lambs and The Thing versus Psycho. Now, before we get to your Final Four and your finals and your third place game, I always do this. I always compare my bracket with yours.
Okay.
Do you want to guess how many of our Final Four we have in common?
Okay, what were my Final Four again?
Your Final Four was Get Out, The Silence of the Lambs, The Thing, and Psycho.
Fuck, I'm going to guess 2 or 3.
We have one.
One.
We have one, and it's Get Out.
Get Out. Got it.
We have one in this Get Out.
I figured that one. I know you fucking love that movie.
Oh, he's fucking amazing. My final four is Get Out versus Misery.
Listen, yeah.
Misery fucked my ankle up without even.
Yeah, no, I literally feel that.
Yeah. And God is Truth, The Illusionist versus The Fugitive. Because both are fucking fantastic movies. All right.
Ah, that's. Okay. I see it. I mean, I at least see The Illusionist. I haven't seen The Fugitive, so I can't see that.
Definitely should. It got a best movie award for the Oscar in 94, 93.
Nice. Okay.
Or I think it did. Yeah, I think it did. 94, 93. Anyway, this is not about me. This is about Kevin Stoner. All right. So, Kevin, whatever you pick to go to the finals, the loser will go to the third place game. Just letting you know. And you will have a first, second, third, fourth place.
Okay.
All right. So.
Got it.
Better movie, The Silence of the Lambs or Get Out?
Fuck. I really don't like this one. I think I'm going with The Silence of the Lambs.
I'm not mad at you at all.
You know, it took some thinking, but it's just the whole franchise brought that vote more leaning that way, just because the whole franchise, including the first couple seasons of the show and everything, turned that way.
Last but not least, Psycho or The Thing.
Psycho. I'll make Amanda happy plus Psycho.
Which means that Psycho will play Silence of the Lambs in the next round. However, though, we need to see the third place game first. So, what is a better movie? What's the third best psychological thriller on this bracket? Is it Get Out or The Thing?
Get Out.
All right. So we got Get Out number three, The Thing number four. However, Kevin, this is about the best. What is the best psychological thriller on this bracket? Is number two, The Silence of the Lambs, 1991, versus number 11, Psycho, 1960?
Oh, damn. Yikes. Oh. See, now this one's hard.
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Silence of the Lambs. I'm going to give it to Silence of the Lambs.
All right. So we have our final four. First place, Silence of the Lambs. Second place, Psycho. Third, Get Out. And fourth, The Thing. How do you feel about that, buddy?
Unsure about The Thing just because I haven't seen it and Amanda seems to be pissed at me for it. But other than that, I'm happy with it.
Well, this is your first time doing a bracket. How was it?
That was fun. I might feel like an uncultured swine, but I've already come to terms with that. So I'm fine with sweeping over it and going through it. That's fun.
Well, here's the thing. Here's something that I thought about as well, right? So because God is Truth. This won't be coming out in, like I said now, this won't come out until February 20th, okay?
What one?
This episode will be dropping until February 20th. Oh, got 20th,
it. Okay? That's two days before my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Is it February 20th? It is, sorry, give me 1 minute. February 20th, because the Valentine's Day break will be on the 16th. So, on the 13th, sorry. So, I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself, actually. You said you're going to watch these movies.
Oh, shit.
As soon as you watch these movies, we can do the whole bracket over again.
Oh, damn. That sounds fun. Oh, yeah. Shit.
As soon as you watch those movies, and anytime you watch the movie, go let me know. As soon as you watch those movies, we can do this whole bracket over again.
I have 22 movies on my list.
Just saying. Okay. But also, you could do other brackets as well. Obviously, you're more welcome to come on.
Oh, they sound fun, but that whole premise just sounds fun too, especially for like forcing me to expose myself to a bunch of like my favorite genre of movie that I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm. And Amanda said, if you want, you can do a 2-on-2 as well, which is
you heard her vote
as well. So, but as soon as you watch those movies, you can come back on. We can do another psychological thriller tournament again.
And maybe Amanda can watch the one movie she hasn't seen off the list in that time.
Maybe you can.
I might be over exaggerating there.
So, Kevin, talk about anything you're doing right now, podcasting like that. Expose yourself. Not the battle.
You don't want me to go get my dog? So I'm Kevin Stoner. You can find me at that on the Facebook, Kevin ST1R on the Tiki Taki, Stoner Music EC on SoundCloud for my music. My art on Facebook is Extra Celestial Productions. You can also find me on all the podcasts that are talked about pretty much.
And with that being said, if anyone else wants to do these one-on-ones, you're more than welcome to do them. They are fantastic. I don't mind doing them. However, though, you have to do ones that I already did, because even though I like doing these one-on-ones, these are hard to do. It's hard to transfer. So you have to do ones that are already up, that I already have, and I have a bunch of them, as Kevin knows. So with that being said, I do want to thank Kevin for being on, and we're out.
Thanks for having me.